The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster, a champion of garage and gate safety. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Some forgave him, but some cannot.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak.
More after this from Charlie. Dzhokhar Tsarnaev gave his apology in court to the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing, and he began, quote, "In the name of Allah, the exalted and glorious, the most gracious, the most merciful, Allah among the most beautiful names. Any act that does not begin in the name of God is separate from goodness," unquote. So he stood humble before God. He went on, quote, "The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, if you have not thanked the people, you have not thanked God. So I would like to first thank my attorneys. They have done much good for me. They made my life the last 2 years very easy," unquote. Lynn Julian, who was near the first bomb, couldn't believe what she was hearing.
A sort of Oscar-type speech thanking the judge and thanking his legal team and his family for testifying and making, and I quote, "making my life easy for the past 2 years." Well, our lives have been anything but easy.
He did deliver an apology on behalf of himself and his brother. Quote, "The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said that if you are not merciful to Allah's creation, Allah will not be merciful to you, so I'd like to now apologize to the victims," etc., etc. But it was what he didn't say that bothered U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz.
He didn't renounce terrorism. He didn't renounce violent extremism.
No. And for all the references to Allah, he also didn't explain the one thing all of us desperately want to understand, how he could apologize in the name of the same God who he was supposedly serving when he deliberately walked into a group of children and set down that backpack. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.